MNW248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Tonight, Alabama will be the first in the nation to carry out an execution using nitrogen gas. Convicted killer Kenneth Smith will be forced to breathe that deadly gas through a fitted mask. His pastor, Jeff Hood.
He's absolutely terrified. You know, this is the first nitrogen hypoxia execution in human history.
The state argues it's safe, but it's being criticized as controversial. CBS's Lilia Luciano talked to an expert who explained why.
Joel Zivit is a professor of anesthesiology and surgery at Emory University. He says there are unknown risks for this never-before-seen method, especially for those who will be in the room.
Nitrogen gas could leak from the mask. And so whether or not that would be enough nitrogen in the room to actually have an effect on people, it's not clear.
The state's execution window opens in an hour. Former President Trump testified in his own defense today in a defamation trial brought on by author E. Jean Carroll in New York. Correspondent Errol Barnett covered it.
Mr. Trump said he did not instruct anyone to harm Ms. Carroll, but other comments he made from the witness stand were struck from the record. Judge Kaplan placing strict limitations on what lawyers could ask and what the jury can hear based on the previous Carroll civil suit in which another New York jury found Trump liable of sexual abuse and defamation.
In Michigan, testimony started in Jennifer Crumley's trial, the first parent of a mass shooter to be charged in the U.S. CBS's Elaine Cajano.
The prosecution began calling witnesses, including a teacher who was shot.
Yep, so it entered here. An accident here.
Jurors also heard from the school's vice principal, who found a victim in the hallway before coming face to face with the shooter. Prosecutors played surveillance video from inside the school as Jennifer Crumley, sitting at the defense table, wept.
Her husband will be tried separately. Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes could be back in the air soon following inspections on some serious mechanical issues. Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Once those inspections are completed, those planes can go back into service. Alaska tells us the inspections can take up to 12 hours. They expect some of their MAX 9 aircraft to be ready to enter scheduled service as soon as tomorrow. United says they're planning for scheduled service on Sunday, but may have planes available as spares as early as Friday.
Women going through menopause can stave off some symptoms with a cold swim. More from CBS's Vicky Barker.
Half the women studied said cold water swimming significantly reduced their anxiety, and about a third said it also helped them tackle other mood issues and hot flashes.
It also has mental health benefits. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Wisconsin today announcing $1 billion to replace Superior's aging Blotnick Bridge. Biden says the investment will make a huge difference.
Less traffic, fewer car accidents, faster commutes to your jobs and schools, quicker response times from fire trucks and first responders when every minute counts. Goods are going to get shipped quicker. And commerce will flow more freely instead of having to detour.
It's part of the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure law paying for bridge and road repairs across the country. The Wisconsin Assembly today is giving final legislative approval to a bill to put new abortion restrictions, with some exceptions, to a binding statewide referendum in April. Governor Evers has said repeatedly he will veto any bill that makes abortion less accessible. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy and foggy tonight with areas of rain and lows in the mid-30s. More drizzle, fog, some showers tomorrow, more clouds and highs in the upper 30s. And staying in the upper 30s and mostly cloudy this weekend. Even warmer into next week with some 40s. Right now it's 33.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 10 minutes from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 10-minute time check, stations.
Attention, stations on the network.
Our broadcast will begin in 5 minutes from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 5 minute time check, stations. Attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 2 minutes from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 2 minute time check, stations. Attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 1 minute from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 1 minute time check, stations.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Now, here's your host, the voice of Badger Hockey, Brian Posick.
Buck and Honey's in Sun Prairie, welcome to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. Our first live radio show since March of 2020. It's been almost 4 years since we had a live studio audience here for the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, and we'd like to thank Tom Anderson and his entire crew from Buck and Honey's for having us out here. If you've never been to Buck and Honey's, this one in Sun Prairie is the original, 16 years old, but there's also one in Wanakee, there's one in Monona, there's one now in Mount Horeb, too. So I recommend you stop by Buck and Honey's. Fantastic food, fantastic service, and a great place to be, and joined by the head coach of the Wisconsin men's hockey team, Mike Hastings. This is fun.
Oh, this is great. Thank you. Yeah, and I'll get my plug in for this place, too. My wife and I, we've got a golden retriever that made the migration from Minnesota to Wisconsin, and been out to the place out in Wanakee, and we stumbled into that place and didn't know what it was going to be, and it's been a home run. We've been there a couple of different times, and for those people that haven't been out and made a pit stop into this place, make sure you do, because it's fantastic.
It's really good. You used to do radio shows in Mankato on site too, right?
Yeah. You know what? Anytime that we get an opportunity, I will say this, and this isn't a shot at my former place by any means. It's a compliment to the people that are here. I'm going to say that the attendance is a little bit more here in Madison and Sun Prairie in the area than it was back there. So it's love to have you guys here. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's great to have everybody out here too. It's been almost a year since you were hired as the head coach. So what's it been like here the last 10, 11 months or so?
You know what? We probably don't have enough time to talk about it, but it's been an unbelievable experience. My wife and I, Gina Ann, and being able to come into this area with a little bit of history, just because of where I grew up and what I grew up around in the old WCHA, for some of those people that are in here, you understand that. And to be given the opportunity to sit in the chair that I sit in today as far as the head coach was an opportunity we didn't want to let go by. And the experience has been fantastic, from coming in and becoming part of the community, part of the university, the alumni. Everybody's just kind of put their arms around us and allowed us to fit in. So it's been a great experience up until this point.
Yeah, and you've had great relationships with Jeff Sauer, Mike Eaves, Tony Granato, haven't you?
Yeah, just, you know what, a lot of history there. When you start talking banners, you start talking what it is to be a Badger, you start talking about the bricks that those people laid before myself. What it is to be a Badger is something pretty special. So those guys were kind enough through my path previous to get here to give me a little bit of help. And Jeff was fantastic, whether it was through the USA flag or even just trying to get into college hockey. He's somebody that put his arm around me and said, "Hey, Buck, come on with me and we'll go ahead." And the other guys have done a really good job at just making sure that the transition's been fantastic.
Sure. This is our first show, actually, this season since December 12th. At that time, the Badgers were 14-4, 8-2 in the Big Ten, and had won 5 in a row. And a lot has happened since our last radio show. You went to Milwaukee and won the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. You get the Big Ten going again. That was a lot of fun. Get the Big Ten going again with a sweep in South Bend against Notre Dame, and then a couple of weeks ago against Lindenwood, a win and a comeback tie against the Lions. You're 19-4-1. You're 10-2 in the league. This is quite a nice start. Badger fans here are thrilled where this program is right now, Mike.
Yeah, well, I know that us coaches are built a little bit differently, and the idea of we're as we ask our guys, we're just going to continue to look out the windshield and not the rearview mirror. It's been a great start for us. You know, the old, the new has really worked for us. A guy like Kyle McClellan, who maybe last year didn't have the year that he wanted, has been a backbone for us. And you look at Owen Lindmark and Carson Bantle and Chaz Lucius. Luce has done things that I didn't think he'd be capable of on the other end of the rink. We always knew he was an offensive guy. And Those old guys really bought in from day one. Matty D. St. Val, Mike Verlicky, our leadership group. And then the guys that came in, the four transfers, and then our freshman class that Tony and the staff previously had recruited. You know, we had almost a 50-50 break of old guys and new guys. And so the buy-in's been fantastic from day one. They've done it collectively. And it's allowed us to be in the position that we're in right now.
Yeah, I remember one of our first conversations, you told me we can win now. You felt that wholeheartedly right away.
Yeah, well, and I think that goes back to what was here. And there were good hockey players here. The support that group had when I first came in, we talked about what was maybe missing. And one thing that they talked about almost to a man was just, they just said, hey, you know what, Coach, we'd like some accountability here. And as Mark would understand, when you hear players say that and it's not coming from your staff, that's a good thing. And then I'm sure there was a little bit of a feeling out process for our group on, you know, we brought a few guys with us. Mm-hmm. They came through the transfer portal, and mm-hmm. I'm sure there was some, hey, this is Coach's guy. You know, we're new guys. All those guys really just at the end of the day got together and said, hey, whatever we're going to do, we're going to do together. And we're going to do it to a level that we can be proud of. And those guys have done that since day one. Like I said, great goaltending. Can cover up a lot of mistakes. We've definitely had that. But I think the one piece of this has been the buy-in from our entire group. And it's allowed us to get off to the start we're at now.
Yeah. Mike Hastings mentioned Mark a moment ago. Mark Johnson, Wisconsin women's hockey coach, is here. He'll be joining us at about 7:30 or so. His team is playing very well with 20 wins already this season and second place in the WCHA on the road against Minnesota Duluth this weekend. You know, he has twice as many wins as you do.
I'll be chasing that car for a long time. Every day we skate in Le Bon, I look up in the rafters and it looks like it's a deck of Uno cards. It's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's not a lot of cards missing there. You know what? It's just, it's great to be surrounded, not only in the hockey area, but the athletic, I guess, achievements of this university and, you know, the hockey programs speak for themselves, and we're surrounded by excellence. That's one thing that I found when we went to our first all-staffs meeting, and they started to recognize all the teams, Mark's team being one of them, at the championships that they collected in the given year. Mm-hmm. And the only thing it did is it made you kind of wiggle in your seat a little bit on let's hopefully try and chase those programs, because they're programs that set the bar very high here at Wisconsin.
Yeah, you explained it a little bit a moment ago, but people ask me, you know, where this team was last year or the year before. And keep in mind, 3 years ago, Wisconsin won a Big Ten regular season championship with the likes of Cole Caulfield and Dylan Holloway and Ty Peltenbeis and Linus Weisbach, and a fantastic, fantastic team during the COVID year, where nobody could be in the rink to watch them play, which was disappointing. But people ask me, how have they been able to get to where they are now from where they were before you had arrived? It's a common question that I suppose you're answering all the time, too.
Yeah, and I don't think this story will be, you know, told from start to finish until our season's done. But up until this point, you know, I get asked that a lot, as you do, and I will say this. When you talk about our sport, you want to relate it to others. It's pitching in baseball, you know.
Right.
It's a quarterback in football. There's some positions that just seem to be a little bit more important in each sport than maybe others. Now, you still need a supporting cast to be able to make those positions be what they should be. And Kyle McClellan and even Grammy, when they've been between the posts, have given us a chance to win every single night. And when you're trying to establish some philosophies throughout your locker room, when you make a mistake and the red light doesn't go on, the puck keeps going around, you go out the other way, you can learn through experience that way without it costing you playing from behind. And that's one thing that started. We go back-to-back shutouts out of the gate. All of a sudden, our team and our defensive core gets a little bit of confidence, and maybe that they hadn't had the previous year. And we've been able to stack that up here over the first half. And so That growth part being from our goaltender out, I think it's given us an opportunity to not play from behind very often. And when you do that in our game, it just breeds confidence. And the buy-in from day one, like I said, from the upperclassmen all the way to our freshmen, has been unquestionable. And when you have that and you have some early success, you can build on it. We've had some bounces go our way. We're going to try and continue to do everything we can to make sure that we're continuing with that in the second half.
Yeah, we've got about 7,500 people here. When you think of Wisconsin goaltenders, who comes to mind first? Throw some names out. Folks? Brian Elliott, right? Brian Elliott statistically had the greatest season of a Wisconsin goaltender back in 05-06. Ellis had 8 shutouts, school record. He had a .938 save percentage, school record, and a .155 goals against average, a school record. And Wisconsin won the national championship that year. Kyle McClellan has a .167 goals against average, close to Ells, a .939 save percentage, which is better than Ells, and the 6 shutouts, he still has 12 regular season games left to go. I mean, you talk about the goaltending. Did you ever imagine that Kyle McClellan could do what he's been doing for you right now?
Well, again, in the coaching side of things, you try to look at history. And if you look at Kyle's history, back in junior hockey, he had won an awful lot of games, put up some really good numbers, and was consistent. And then he goes to Mercyhurst. He backs that up. Right. And was really some gaudy numbers there, even comparable to the ones that you just addressed. And then he leaves Mercyhurst, and he comes into the pool with the Big Ten. And it's a big step. You know, even talking to our guys that came from MSU that are here now at Wisconsin, it's been an adjustment period for them. And when you look at the history of Kyle, last year right now continues to look like it was just a one-off. And I've been a part of different teams where I've had an all-freshman goaltender, and this might be coaching, that the following year isn't your starter, right? it's sometimes it's a little bit of a fickle position.
Yeah.
And I just think once Kyle got off to the start that he did and started playing with the confidence that he had, I think he went back to a little bit of that history to draw from. He's been good for a long time. Last year was a little bit of a window that he wants to kind of close and move on, and he's been phenomenal. And when people ask me that, I know it seems like it's coach speak, but you're not going to find a hockey coach that is going to look at you and say, if a guy's stopping at close to 94 out of 100 shots, you're going to have a good opportunity to win. And he's been that good. Now, I'll also say our group has done a great job at making sure when you listen to Kyle speak, if he's sitting up here, he's going to immediately go right to his teammates. He's going to tell you, you know what, the difference has been is we're not stopping second and third and fourth pucks. It's one, the guys are doing a good job in front of me and clearing pucks.
Learfield.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Ricker for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce,
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
born and raised in Wisconsin.
So we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know
that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show,
we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases. Optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
Thanks to our producer at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri, Mike Henderson, for helping out tonight, and our on-site engineer, Dave McCann, always does a great job. Thank you very much, David and Sue. Thank you so much for setting up. Brian Posick with Mike Hastings, the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Buck and Honey's in Sun Prairie. I just had a few of the apps. The Caesar salad was really good. The cheese curds were fantastic. And it looks like everybody else is enjoying everything they're eating here tonight as well. By the way, I wanted to mention, you know, Wisconsin plays at Michigan this weekend. We'll get into that in just a bit. But the Badgers still have six home games left during the regular season, February 2nd and 3rd. So in a couple of weeks or less than that, Minnesota comes to town. The Golden Gophers. NHL night on Friday night. There will be an NHL jersey giveaway Friday night. Jerseys from Joe Pavelski, Cole Caulfield, Keandre Miller, and Justin Schultz. So that'll be on Friday, February 2nd for the Minnesota series. That'll be a lot of fun. I believe Derek Stepan is
Saturday
the 3rd. Thank you very much, Paul Capobianco. Saturday the 3rd. Derek Stepan will drop the puck. So, Capo, stay right here then. Notre Dame, February 9th and 10th. Saturday is Champions Night, correct? I got that right. Yeah, all the championship trophies will be on display at the Kohl Center on February 9th. And then March 1st and 2nd, Michigan State will be at the Kohl Center. That could be for the regular season championship. It's fan night on that Friday night against Michigan State, March 1st, senior night on Saturday. Get your tickets at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Mike, you know, we were just talking about different reasons why your team has played so well. There's a belief now, too, with your team, isn't there?
Yeah, and I think that goes through the journey. You know, you either get confirmed or you get the other direction where all of a sudden you start having that seed of doubt when things don't go well. And you know, our guys have done a really good job at buying into that. I'll give you an example. At Notre Dame, you know, Friday night, I thought Kyle stole the game for us, right? I thought he was the difference in that game. It's a one-goal game. And he was better than the guy on the other end. And we talked to the guys the next day about trying to have a better start. We had a great start. We get off to a lead, a multiple-goal lead. And for one of the first times in the season, the string started to unwind on us a little bit. And all of a sudden there was one, two, three. I think we gave up three, and it was the first time Kyle had really blinked as far as a goaltender in our net.
You're up 5-1. Yeah. All of a sudden it's 5-4. With 3.5 minutes, they score three goals. It's a one-goal game.
And I looked down at Grammy, and I wasn't asking him. I was telling him, we need you to get down to that end and get Kyle out. And Kyle, like I said, it's the first time that a couple of pucks had gone by him in a hurry. And during that time, was able to talk to our group, and our guys settled right back down. Now, not immediately. At the end of that second period, Grammy put it on island multiple times, had to make multiple initial saves, second saves, allowed us to get out of that period with a one-goal lead. Then I thought, again, our leadership group did a great job in between periods. Talked about it. We had a great reset, came out, ended up scoring a couple of goals in the third period and found a way to get a sweep on the road, which is difficult to do in the Big Ten. So it was a moment for us to grow, and that's going to be a moment that we'll continue to go back to if we ever get in that situation again because of the experience. And the guys talked about it as we got in that locker room. Walked around, a little story for the people in here. Once you pull a goaltender, if you're a head coach, you don't know exactly how that next interaction is going to go. And as I'm walking around the room and I'm giving fist bumps to the guys, talking about, hey, you know what, great job coming back, getting the sweep. And I walked around the corner, and again, everybody's taller than I am. and they've got skates on, and I'm walking around, and I can see Kyle. And I just looked at Kyle, and you could tell there was a little bit of that moment. And I said, hey, it's about time you gave somebody an opportunity to get between the posts and not carry our team for a while. I said, I appreciate you doing it for as long as you did. You could see a little bit of a sigh of relief. He gave me a little fist bump. And as you saw, the next time he was in between the posts, he pitched a shutout. So growing moment for our group, growing moment for him. And hopefully it's something that we'll be able to draw on over the second half.
Now you talk about your leadership group, Kyle McClellan, one of the seniors, Luke Lemaster, who is recently re-added to the team, Sam Stang, Anthony Kerr, Owen Lindmark, David Cilia, Matthew D. St. Fowl, Mike Forlicky, your team captain. I mean, you know, a lot of these young men have gone through some tough times in their careers here at Wisconsin. They've got something special they feel right in front of them right now, which is makes you feel good too.
It does. But one thing I want to give those guys credit for is you're talking about when you go through tough times, it has a tendency to toughen you up. And sometimes you can have a player that looks at that and they view it selfishly and they say, hey, you know what? This is what I'm going to do for me. All the guys, as you're rolling the names off your tongue, what started to go into my mind was just selfless, selfless. When you're talking about the individuals, those guys have done a great job. And when we just had individual meetings, which we do periodically, one of the things that came back to myself on a consistent basis from our young guys was just, Coach, hey, I just want to let you know that the veterans have done an unbelievable job here at making us a part of this from day one. And even during break, when we came off our off week, we gave them Sunday, Monday, Tuesday off. Some of the guys took off, and the guys that could drive went back to their places, went back to their homes. And a lot of those guys grabbed some of the young guys and said, hey, you know what, hop in the car, come back, have a home-cooked meal, come and spend some time with my family. Those guys have just done a tremendous job at allowing the young guys, the new guys, to feel a part of this. And sometimes when you're talking about playing time and you're, where am I on the first line? Am I on the power play? Am I going to be a starter? Those types of things can get in the way. And this group has really pushed that aside and has allowed us to be cohesive from day one. And I just think we're getting tighter and tighter every year.
That's awesome. You know, and it makes it easier on the coaches. And we've talked about the players, right? But yourself, Todd Kanat, Nick Oliver, Kevin Murdoch, your strength and conditioning coach, Tom Inkrot, Grace Payne, your nutritionist, Luke Regner, who's here as director of hockey operations. I mean, when everybody's on board on the same page, it just makes it a lot easier.
Well, the thing that's the heavy lifting comes from the people that are around you, those that are fortunate to be, I guess, in the position that I am as a head coach. You're only as good as the people you're surrounded by. And that's one thing that Mac and the university has done since day one on the idea of this is an experience. I know we all want to be sitting there at the end of the day and hosting a national championship like Mark and his young ladies have done, not only for themselves, but for the university and everybody that gets involved, because that's a forever moment. Mm-hmm. And those are the things that we're chasing. But at the end of the day, when Max sat across from me, he said, hey, it can't just be about the wins and losses. This has to be about the experience of what it is to be a Badger, what it is to get a degree from this great university, and how that can pave a way for you to really set your life after the sport, because the game ends for everybody. And that was something that really resonated with me when we started talking about this journey we were going to go through as the hockey program. And it was put pretty much in black and white that it can't just be about the hockey piece. It has to be about growing the individual. And that's something that this place is a great stage to do. And we're trying to do that every day. And this group has done it, whether it's been in the classroom, knock on wood, out in the public,
sure,
which they've been very, very good. And even having some comments from people that are here saying the impact that some of our guys have made on their young people. And it's just something you want to be proud of. So we're hoping we can continue to chase that on the rink as well as off.
job.
All right, we've got Mark Johnson coming up here in a moment. You're on the road this weekend to play Michigan. You start the second half of the Big Ten season. You're 4 points out of first place behind Michigan State with a game in hand on the Spartans. Michigan just split with Michigan State, winning in East Lansing and actually up 4-1 in Ann Arbor halfway through that game before the Spartans rallied to win that game. But you're in really good position right now, but facing a really dynamic Michigan club.
Yeah, they're one of the most prolific offensive teams in the country, as is Michigan State. And those guys just traded blows over six periods. And we're going to have our hands full. I told our guys, if you look at our schedule up until this point, there's one team, which is Michigan State, that we play at the end of the year. Otherwise, we've been undefeated in the Big Ten. We have all been there on the other side of that because I know what our guys are thinking of when Michigan State gets here at the end of the year. We're looking forward to that. I know Michigan's looking forward to us coming into their building so that they can get a little bit of a repayment. So I look forward to the opportunity because we're going to be better after this weekend no matter what happens points-wise. But at the end of the day, we'll be pushed. And anytime you get pushed, you get better. And so we'll be on point. The guys have had a good week this week. I think the attitudes are where they need to be, and now we've just got to go out and execute.
Yep. Michigan's second highest offense in the country, the number one power play in the country. But as I mentioned before, Wisconsin, the top-ranked defense in the country and the number one PK in the country as well. Stay out of the box would probably be the best thing to do, right?
Yeah. Well, Nodder's been hammering that down our guys' throats from Friday of last week, and the idea of just discipline and what we're going to have to do because – we don't need to help them. Our puck management and us staying out of the box is going to be an important piece. And we were talking about Yost for those that haven't got on the road and watched a game in the Big Ten. It's an experience at Yost Arena because they're right on top of you. They just decided to put a hockey rink in an auditorium. So it's a pretty unique experience. They're talented, know a lot of the guys on that end. And we look forward to the challenge. It'll be a great opportunity for us to grow.
Now, both games start at 6 o'clock, pregame at 5:30 on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Yost Arena is the UW Fieldhouse with an ice sheet in it. Just picture it that way. It is loud and fun. So good luck this weekend.
Well, thank you. And I will tell you that going into another team's building, I will say that and this is nothing against our students because I'm learning every day, every opportunity I have to be in our building, that the passion that we have, whether it's at the field house for volleyball or wherever we're talking about, it's special. I will say they do their homework in that building. Some of the chirps that I have heard at Yost Arena are some of the best that you will have anywhere. So you're going to see a group that's out there that I've never been in a building that a goal against can turn into three instead of one as fast as it can there, but it'll be a great opportunity for us. So we're excited about it.
All right, have fun. That's Badgers head coach Mike Hastings. Wisconsin and Michigan and Friday and Saturday night, and then the Badgers back at the Kohl Center for back-to-back home series against Minnesota and Notre Dame. We'll be back with Wisconsin women's coach Mark Johnson next on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
The For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 continues. Crudy lands in Las Vegas for the Nevada presidential primary, a competing GOP caucus, and all the build-up to Super Bowl 58. Tune in for special events broadcast live from the Vegas Strip. From Nevada primary Tuesday, February 6th through Super Bowl Friday, Crudy brings on the ground coverage from a swing state that helped Joe Biden win the presidency.
Viva Las Vegas!
Viva. Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Have you ever jumped in an ice-cold lake for a good cause? It's Polar Plunge fundraising time for Special Olympics Wisconsin. 8 locations, with the first February 3rd in Wisconsin Rapids. It helps support the Special Olympics Winter Games in Wausau the following weekend.
Our Winter State Games include the sports of cross-country skiing, downhill skiing, snowboarding, and snowshoeing.
Ashley Hansen is with Special Olympics and says the plunge also supports fair health care for their athletes.
Offering the training for medical staff is really important to make sure that people with intellectual disabilities are receiving the same care that you or I would.
Find information for the plunge, Winter Games, and more at SpecialOlympicsWisconsin.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Luke Mathers, it's time for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester.
Everybody announced yesterday, schools are closed tomorrow. I feel like a boomer almost here, Todd. Where I'm like, back in my day, we never got a snow day in advance. I remember sitting patiently, like cross-legged in front of the television set, just waiting for the little ticker to scroll by. And if you missed it alphabetically, you had to sit there even longer.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, live from Buck and Honey's in Sun Prairie. Got a great crowd out here tonight to celebrate Wisconsin hockey, men's and women's hockey. Also to celebrate Travis Beckham's birthday. Ooh. Happy birthday to Travis Beckham. There you go, Travis. All right. Wisconsin women's hockey coach Mark Johnson now with us in his 21st season. He's only won 614 games, 7 national championships, and 18 conference championships. That's pretty good, Mark. That's pretty good. just make him feel uncomfortable. Sorry about that. The Badgers are 20-4 this season, 14-4 in the WCHA, currently in second place behind Ohio State. The Buckeyes will come to town for the final series of the regular season at the end of February. But, Mark, you got to be happy with where your club is right now.
Yeah, we're very pleased, especially the last 6 games where, you know, you're playing Merrimack at home and then you get St. Thomas. I know in November we didn't play any home games, but we don't make the schedule. Our league does, but... You know, going up to Mankato, as you well know, you watch your daughter play up there for 4 years. It's never easy, and we were able to win those 6 games and put us in position now to go up to Duluth. And my biggest issue is I'm trying to get healthy. And so Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we've had a majority of our players at practices. And as coaches, practice is important, what we do. It facilitates what we want to do on the weekend. And if you practice well, you eventually go into those games and play well. And we've had 3 real good practices, and that's encouraging for me because last Wednesday, we're ready to come to practice, and all of a sudden my trainer texts me, well, Wilgren's not in, Eden's not in, Murphy's not in, and she keeps going down the list, and it's like, I've got about 9 players ready for practice, and, and then the next day we're getting on the bus to go to Mankato, and it just makes things uncomfortable for coaches. So when we have a full roster at practice, Mike can attest to you, and you practice well, that gives you, your preparation for this weekend. So I've been really encouraged what I've seen in the last 3 days as we go up into Duluth, and, the next 5 weekends, none of these games are going to be easy, especially the last couple we have at Ohio State at home.
Sure. This is going to be unfair, but I think because of the success that your program has had over the years, when your team loses a game or maybe 2 in a weekend, which is very rare, people are like, what's wrong with Wisconsin? You know, but you've always had a calm demeanor about yourself. It's just part of the journey. You're going to take bumps along the way. It happens.
Yeah, much so, you know, as we enter, you know, this year compared to, you know, maybe 10 or 12 years ago where you could predict maybe this team's going to win these games on the weekend, where now, as you well know, our league is so strong and challenging to play against. If you're not playing well, you're not going to win. And so I remember years ago going out to get the mail one day, and the mailman's coming by, and he looked at me and says, Coach, everything all right? Yeah, I saw you lost last night. Everything okay? Yeah. Not too bad, so.
Yeah.
And then going to church one day, and, you know, I remember last year we went through this stretch of three or four weekends, you know, when we weren't winning. We were playing okay, but we weren't winning. And the guy at church said, everything okay, Coach? You're going to be fine? Man, we're plugging away. We're doing okay.
Did he say a prayer for you or what?
Yep. So that's helpful.
You'll take them, right?
Yeah, we don't deny those.
You've got a fantastic crew again, and your leader this year is Britta Curl. This is her sixth season. She's been with the U.S. Women's Hockey Program, the national team as well, and she's had different things throughout her career with COVID and everything. All of a sudden, you have 5, 6, 7 years, it seems like. But I don't know if you can ask for a better overall leader of a group of young women than Britta Curl.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, she's a heartbeat of our team, and so the way she conducts herself on the ice, if you've been to our games, you see that. But more importantly, I think from a coaching standpoint, what she's able to do in the locker room and away from the rink, and you know, really be a leader. And this is the first time in my career as a coach I've just had a captain. I don't have a second a captain. I don't have assistant captains. And Jackie, my assistant, Dan, my assistant, we talked about early in the year on what we wanted to do with our captaincy. And, you know, we had information from our players, because we always ask our players, you know, who would you like to be captain? Mm-hmm. Who would you like to be assistant captain? And we want a sentence along with that. We just don't want a name. We want a sentence. Why would Britta be a captain? Why would this player be a captain and be a good captain? And so there were a lot of things, and usually that paints you a picture. And, you know, there were a bunch of things going on within our information. And we talked about, well, I think, let's just make this British team, and we don't need any assistant captains. We'll form a leadership group. We'll meet with them once a month. But, you know, this is going to be her team, and that just speaks volumes of who she is. And as a coaching staff, we think very highly of her. You know, she's had some adversity in her life and dealt with it very well. And so when things come along throughout the season that we don't see as coaches, she's been, you know, able to handle it individually with our players and does a great job. And, you know, when the next 10 games and playoffs are over and she's gone, we're going to really miss her.
Oh, she's a great kid. And, she's second on the team in scoring with 16 goals and 40 points. Kirsten Sims has 45 points and 20 goals so far. Casey O'Brien just was named WCHA Forward of the Week after a big weekend against Minnesota State. And she moved up to in the all-time scoring list with 152 points now. She's 15th all-time. She just passed Emily Clark. She's just below Janelle Zog, and Britta Curl's right there, too. I mean, you've had so many really good players, but Casey O'Brien's done it in 4 years. 150 points in 4 years, that's impressive.
Yeah, I remember when she came to my hockey camp during the summer. I'm not sure how old she was. She might have been a ninth grader.
Okay.
And as a coach, every once in a while, you're pretty good at picking talent. So you pick this player and think, hey, that player's got a chance to be really good, just, you know, with working with her for a week. And she ended up deciding to come to Wisconsin and continues to work hard. And I think, you know, since Christmas break, you know, she's even taken her game to another level. She's been consistent. She's probably been our most consistent player. I mean, she was our best, you know, one of our best players Saturday. I think she had a goal and 3 assists. And so it's one of those things where you have different heartbeats on your team. And, you know, for her, if she's doing what she's able to do and consistently doing it, that gives us a better chance to win.
Yeah. Oftentimes when we talk about Wisconsin women's hockey, it's the players up front. But you've got some really good defenders, too, don't you?
We do. We do. Obviously, you know, KK Harvey has had a couple injuries this year, which has set her back. I mean, she got off such a great start. And for some of these kids, you know, they're 19, 20, 20 years old, and yet everybody's coming at them from a media standpoint. And there's articles about KK, you know, she's the best player in women's hockey, you know, professionally
right,
or amateurly. And, you know, as a youngster, how do you take that in? And so You know, and then for her, you know, she was injured, obviously, with her knee. And, you know, it's the first time she's ever had a serious injury. And so here comes adversity. How do I handle it? How do I deal with it? So it's been a learning process for her. But, you know, she's back healthy right now. And when she's playing well, I mean, if you haven't been to a game, I guarantee if you come to a game and number four is doing some of the things she's capable of doing, you go, wow. Dad, Mom, man, that player is really good.
Right. Well, I think, you know, Caitlin Clark gets a lot of publicity for being the best basketball player, maybe on the men's and women's side collegiately. KK Harvey, you could throw in the mix as being maybe the most dynamic, awe-inspiring hockey player in the women's sport, wouldn't you say?
Well, she's, I mean, we've had, as you mentioned, we've had a bunch of good players come through the program, but, you know, she's able to do things that we haven't seen before, especially in her position at defense. Her lateral movement and her quickness and her ability to get up the ice is unlike I've seen before. And so I remember when we were recruiting her and at a young age, and it sort of reminded me of, like, you know, and I'm going to date myself, Bobby Orr. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was pretty good, right?
Number four, he was pretty good.
He was pretty good.
Was
number
pretty
four,
good.
And I says, like, you know, I see things like I saw, and I remember my first NHL training camp. I go to Pittsburgh, and Eddie Johnson, our coach at the time, is really good friends with Bobby Orr.
Okay.
So I remember going on the ice the first time in training camp, and who's on the ice?
Bobby Orr.
I'm like, oh, my God, I'm passing the puck with Bobby Orr, and I'm like, just euphoric. Here's one of my idols and one of my players, and then to compare, you know, his and what he was able to do and, you know, have a Hall of Fame career with KK Harvey. But she's able to do those things and get up the ice and affect the game in a real positive way. And no better testimony than last year when we're playing Minnesota in the overtime game in the semifinals, and she comes down and gets into this space and snaps it bar down, and we end up going on to the next game to play Ohio State for the national championship. So she's fun to watch. She's like Caitlin Clark. I enjoy watching her play.
Yes.
I was watching her the other night against Ohio State, and I was just telling Jason, you know, who is my boss. My real boss is next
Jason
to Jason.
King, Chris McIntosh here.
Jason
yep.
King.
Yep.
I was telling him, I says, I was watching the game against Ohio State, and there's this pulse, and there's this excitement, and there's energy around women's sports, whether it's basketball. And the other night, 18,000 people down in Columbus watching her play. But, you know, we're watching the different pro league and women's hockey and the attendances they're getting. Last night, you know, Monday night at the Beanpot tournament, you know, Northeastern
10,000
playing.
10,000 plus, yeah.
And they had over 10,000, you know, watching, you know, the women's game at the Boston Garden. And so it's just this pulse. And so, you know, if you want to watch a good women's hockey player, I mean, KK Harvey is as good as it gets. And when she's going, she's worth the price of admission.
For sure. Wisconsin's on the road this weekend at Minnesota Duluth, and back home to play St. Cloud State. Six of the next eight after this weekend will be at Le Bon Arena. Mark Johnson's with us. We'll be back here in just a moment. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with six locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Sean Cleary here. I have been told we need to include a younger demo in our commercials. So like your local sports teams, I thought I would bring a DJ to stay.
They're rebuilding in the house or shed.
Whoa. Maybe we need to work on that. He is right, though. Check us out at clearybuilding.com for the building of your dreams. Sean Cleary out.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases. Optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with a home policy.